next weather synopsis. A warm front will bring a possibility of showers or thunderstorms at times early this week, but the probability of rain will be low. The passage of the warm front will allow a noticeably warmer and more humid air mass to overspread the region by midweek, with mainly dry weather then lasting into next weekend. Here is the official National Weather Service forecast for the radio listening area for the rest of tonight, mostly cloudy. Isolated showers, mainly late. Lows in the mid-50s. Light winds. Chance of rain 20%. Memorial Day, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. Light winds. Chance of rain 20%. Monday night, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s. Light winds. Tuesday, partly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s. South winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 60s. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-60s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. Friday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-80s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 20%. Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs around 80. Chance of rain 40%. This hazardous weather outlook is for the following counties in Kentucky: Bath, Elliott, Estill, Fleming, Johnson, McGoffin, Menifee, Montgomery, Morgan, Powell, Rowan, and Wolfe. Day 1, tonight. No hazardous weather is expected at this time. And now the extended outlook for the period Monday through Saturday. An isolated thunderstorm will be possible on Monday and Tuesday afternoon. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation is not anticipated. Here is a look at conditions across the area at 10 p.m. At Lexington, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 64 degrees, the dew point 50, producing a relative humidity of 60%. The wind was east at 3 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.20 inches and steady. At Huntington, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 64 degrees, the dew point 43, and the relative humidity 45%. The wind was east at 5 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.22 inches and steady. Looking farther east, at Charleston, it was clear. The temperature was 56 degrees, the dew point 45, and the relative humidity 66%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 30.24 inches and rising. It was clear, with a temperature of 61 at London, and 60 at Monticello. At Somerset, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 63. At Jackson, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 63. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 59 at Mount Sterling, and 59 at the Big Sandy Airport. Across northern Kentucky and southern Ohio, temperatures were between 60 and 64 degrees. At Columbus, it was partly cloudy. At Dayton, it was mostly cloudy. It was cloudy at Covington and Wilmington. At Bowling Green, it was clear, with a temperature of 68. It was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 62 at Frankfort and 67 at Fort Knox. At Louisville, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 70. NOAA, All Hazards Weather Radio, broadcasts on 7 fixed frequencies all across the United States. These frequencies are 162.400, 162.425, 162.450, 162.475, 162.500, 162.525, and 162.550. The transmitter locations within the Moorhead listening area include WWG63 in Frenchburg, WWG71 in Moorhead, WWG61 in Stanton, WWG79 in West Liberty, and WNG727 in Irvine. This is NOAA, All Hazards Weather Radio serving East Kentucky.
NOAA Weather Radio. The current time is 10:50 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.